This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. State and Birmingham leaders broke ground this week on the first portion of the Northern Beltline. That's the planned 52-mile highway, which would arc across the northern half of the metro area, a counterpart to Interstate 459 to the south. The road is expected to take several decades to build, and it comes with a $5.5 billion price tag. The price tag, John Archibald believes, needs to be put in a little perspective. He's a columnist for the Alabama Media Group and joins us now, as he does most Thursdays. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
So what kind of perspective do you think we need around this $5.5 billion price tag?
Well, that's it, primarily the price tag. And you say it arcs across northern Jefferson County. I would argue that it meanders across Jefferson County in this extremely long and winding 52-mile arc. But I mean, you know, it does need the perspective. I mean, it's $20,000 a foot, basically. So if you make $50,000 in a year, your entire income would buy less than a yardstick worth of this road. And, I mean, you know, it just goes on and on. Nick Saban could afford 117 yards in a year.
And so you compare it to Tiger Woods' lifetime earnings, to how far A.J. McCarron, threw the football over the course of a season. I mean, it may be funny to think about it in these terms, but you could do that with any government program. I mean, why is the Northern Beltline any different?
Well, a couple of reasons. First of all, you have to look 40 years down the road when and if this thing is ever completed, and we have to really ask the question, is this the future of transportation in this country? Are cars going to be that necessary? Is it desirable down the road? You have to look at the communities. Is this the way communities are going to be built when a lot of people are trying to lure people again downtown, and just the sheer cost of the money? I mean, we're willing to put what is the equivalent of 35 times the total general fund budget of Jefferson County into this road, but we won't put money in this community to create a reasonable working mass transit system.
Well, you posed the question, is this the way you want to spend your money? You know, are you suggesting that there hasn't been sufficient debate around this project over the last number of years?
Well, there's been a lot of talk around this project, but I would argue that no, there hasn't been sufficient debate about this project, nor the route. There were a lot of other alternative routes that would have been shorter and cheaper, and it feels as if it has been sort of rammed through by the DOT and frankly the BBA,
but the Birmingham Business Alliance,
who has declared this a priority, and certainly they disagree with what I'm saying here, but it hasn't been a lot of effective debate.
So I guess, you know, where are we left? You know, they broke ground, construction is underway. You know, the proponents would say it's happening.
Well, it is happening if indeed all the federal money comes in, which is required to do this. It's interesting to me that the section they're working on is a little bit detached and removed in the middle of nowhere. So, you know, if you get that started, I think the feeling is that you have to complete it in one direction or another. It would have been easier to quit, I guess, if it was nearer to civilization.
Well, also this morning, one of the interesting political races underway is the Republican primary for Alabama's 6th congressional district. 7 people are running with some notable names and some significant cash at play. Well, 6 of them met with the Birmingham News editorial board this week, and John, you sat in on that meeting. And just overall, what were your impressions hearing from the candidates?
Honestly, the 6 candidates we had didn't include Scott Beeson, who is probably one of the more well-known candidates and one of the more opinionated candidates. And probably, had he been there, there would have been a little more debate. But the 6 candidates that were there, honestly, it's a little hard to separate most of them. The ideological differences are hard to spot.
Well, it is a Republican primary, a generally conservative district, and it sounds like you didn't hear much disagreement on the issues that were discussed.
Small disagreements in that and very polite bunch of people, really. I mean, they did not turn to each other and point. They danced around some of the political sort of things, but they each indicated, you know, that they don't like Obamacare. They went down the list of pretty easy conservative targets and fell in line one by one.
Well, there is Ronald Reagan's dictum that Republicans shouldn't speak ill of other Republicans. Did you see any flashpoints among the candidates that were there?
No, there was a little bit of tension about some website comments on Chad Mathis's website, but it was very minor. And when we get a little bit closer to election, we may see a little bit more hair come up on the back. And again, when you start throwing Scott Beeson into that mix, anything can happen.
Before we leave this race, I do want to mention Chad Mathis. He's not generally considered one of the leading candidates, either by name recognition or funding, but his campaign released an internal poll claiming to lead the field. Now, this was a lead with just 16% of the vote, 44% still undecided. Do we take away anything from this poll?
I don't take away anything from this poll, and I can't believe, I mean, it's hard to imagine a world where we're, you know, talking about politicians' polls as if we know them to be fact. I mean, we've heard many polls. None of those told me that.
John Archibald is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News and online anytime at AL.com. John, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.